It's time to step up your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's got an all-new bottle that boasts an all-new mist experience that smells great. You know that Banana Boat smell, and it's incredibly light on your skin. It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
Tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring that long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
And it's refillable.
You know I'll be camping or backpacking soon, and I'm going to need the Banana Boat 360 coverage I can count on.
The time has come. Get ready now. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
When it comes to Podmeets World, we're synonymous with two things. Watching our younger selves on a TV show from 30 years ago, and loving Hyundai.
The first ever fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5.
With up to 303-mile range, available two-way charging, and other category-defining features, the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 is one of the most teched-out electric vehicles ever.
And as you know, we are tech heads.
The standard ultra-fast charging capability gives you an 80% charge in just 18 minutes when using a 250-plus kilowatt DC fast charger.
And with the available two-way charging, you can charge larger electronic equipment inside and outside the car, backyard or side yard.
Hyundai, it's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2024 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities and select states only.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers.
Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies.
Especially when they start really moving.
With Huggies Little Movers, you get their best-fitting diaper with its curved and stretchy fit.
That's right. So no matter what kind of mover you've got, they'll feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around.
Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks.
So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today.
We got you, baby. I have an announcement to make. We have exchanged our Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
I want to get it out there because the questions have not stopped. The emails, the comments, you guys, I so appreciate your dedication to Will, especially getting his
gifts.
They really felt for Will. Everyone felt very bad that Will was... he had not gotten his gifts from Ryder. So I want to tell everybody, Will, why don't you tell everyone what your gift from Ryder was?
I got an incredibly thoughtful and progressive, but in a way you're not going to think, gift. Progressive in size gift.
Correct.
And that sounds very strange. So Ryder and Danielle have often, I won't say made fun.
No.
But poked fun in a lovely way.
Oh, no, I've directly criticized.
Yeah, no, you criticize
and make fun. I judge and criticize. Time.
Yes, I know. Of my quote-unquote George Costanza wallet.
It is literally
I need everything
ridiculous,
in it.
People.
I need
3 inches
in
thick.
You must have back problems as a
I need
result
everything
of
it, maybe,
having this thing in your
but
back
But I need
pocket.
Everything in it. And life is priorities, and I need the
it
stuff in my wallet.
It doesn't matter if
he
we're just traveling
membership
for
cards to everything.
Everything.
Coupons. Still, oh, my God. He has credit cards he doesn't even remember opening.
He still has his Blockbuster card.
Yes.
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster, I'm in, married
I know,
because of Blockbuster.
Exactly, because you're married because of Blockbuster.
You got to have it in your wallet. And
yes.
You wear a wedding ring. You don't need to remind yourself of the Blockbuster card.
Half of the time, I don't remember that I'm married unless I see my Blockbuster card. Okay? Even Susan knows that.
Your memory for the past
is
great.
It's like a lot of debates, you know, when we're around a table.
About essentially, does size matter? Let's be honest. That's what the conversation
is about.
I'm trying to help you streamline. I had a friend when I was like 18, take my wallet and just start throwing everything away. And I was like, it ended up being very, because you know,
horribly invasive.
I don't even carry a wallet anymore.
That's, no, so
it's ridiculous.
Ryder has on the back of his phone, Ryder has a thing where you can slip a few cards in your ID and that's all that Ryder takes with him.
That's all he's got. Whereas I, you know, if I'm at an Orlando area Exxon station and I want my free Save the Tiger poster,
he's got it.
That's a direct quote from Seinfeld, by the way.
Okay.
And George's wallet. No, so Ryder bought me three sizes of wallet. I've got the ultra slim where you can fit about 25 cents and maybe one card.
Uh-huh.
The next one where you can fit 350 and maybe four cards.
Okay.
And then a big bulk wallet that's an actual human size wallet where I can fit in all the stuff
it's
I'm going to need.
I was going to get him like a sleek, thin wallet, but then I was like, this, you know, am I really going to convert him? So I'll offer that as an option. Yeah. And then I'll give him some more options, progressively getting bigger until he has like the giant wallet, if that's what he wants.
So I got three versions of wallet, which is phenomenal because I'm going to put them all together and make one big wallet that I can then carry in my back pocket. Danielle, did Ryder give you?
Well, I have mine right here that I'd like to show everybody.
It's pretty
Ryder got me a Jordan 1 candle. So anyone who knows me knows that I'm a big sneakerhead.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jordan 1 silhouette, up until very recently, was my absolute all-star favorite. It's still way up there for me, but the Jordan 4s have actually taken over the silhouette as being my favorite. But look at the beautiful detail
of amazing.
This shoe. It's phenomenal. It's by Davy Ocho, and it was hand-poured in Venice, California. It's made with beeswax and soy. You can see them at Davy Ocho Candle Co. Or Davy Ocho, DavieOcho.com. And it's this incredible candle.
Can we also talk about why it's how amazing it is that it's still this detailed for a very specific reason?
Yeah.
Because I left it in my car.
For how long?
I left this candle since Christmas.
No, since January. We were meeting up in January.
Oh, big difference. December 25th to January. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me on that. Yeah. I'm so happy you explained it. It's only since January, not since December 25th. Mm-hmm.
January, February, March, April. 4 months in the back of a car.
Didn't melt.
So one of the other amazing things about Davy Ocho candles is that they apparently
they
can sit in hot
forever.
Cars. They last forever. They're very well packaged. But anyway, we talked about whether or not I would ever actually light it. The thing I think that would make it very cool is that the wick is at the part where you put your foot in. So I think the wick would, I think it would just burn straight down and I would still have the perfect silhouette of the shoe. And I think maybe it would just light from inside once the wick got down. And I think it would actually look very cool.
Once it melts down in the middle, does it become an actual sneaker? Can you wear it?
Oh, what
like
if
you get a pair of them, can you just slosh around in your wax
sneakers? It is Danielle's size. Like, perfectly.
It is. We held my foot up to it. It does look like my size. Maybe half a size too small. This might be a size 6 and I am a 6.5. But my foot, it did kind of perfectly fit my foot. So we'd have to see. But anyway, thank you guys for being so concerned. We have officially exchanged gifts. And so we love you all. Thank you for your concern. We will try to exchange gifts this upcoming Christmas, which is only about 7 months away. Maybe we should do it ahead of time. Maybe we should get together.
I got books for Adler and Keaton too. Did you guys open those yet?
Oh, we did. And we love Mr. Tiger Goes Wild.
Mr. Tiger
was Adler's.
Goes Wild.
And 10 Minutes Till Bedtime.
10 Minutes Till Bedtime is the gift that keeps giving. Every time you read it, you find new details. It's so fun.
It's so cute. My kids absolutely loved them. I love Mr. Tiger Goes Wild. My kids, can I complain about my kids for a second?
Yeah, please.
They don't like hardbacks with the paper on them. Adler literally goes, "Oh, get this paper off of here." And he insists on throwing away.
Oh, the dust cover, the dust jacket.
Dust cover.
Dust jacket. I didn't know what you meant. I was like, "What?" Yeah, no, I get that. They're annoying. I do kind of
annoying. He can't stand it. And I'm like, okay, but first of all, Mr. Tiger, unlike a lot of hardcovers, have the same print on the hardcover. Mm-hmm. So even without it, you can read the siding and whatever. Mr. Tiger does not. It's just striped. And he insisted on throwing it away. And then, of course, whatever Adler does, Keaton needs to do immediately after. So he decided 10 Minutes Till Bedtime had to be ripped up. But they love the books. So
as a collector of anything, that hurts my heart. Taking off
them.
The dust jacket. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did not get indie books. I got him keeping with Indy's very cool dressing. Unfortunately, he was too big for the pants I got him.
Yeah.
But I got him an outfit in his, he dresses like a 1930s?
Yeah, like a newsboy.
He's got an old man.
Extra Indian news clothes.
Sweaters.
Exactly.
But then you also recently got him, I don't know if this counts as Christmas, you got him an Ohio shirt that was amazing.
That's yeah, it says cool. things yeah. to do in Ohio, one, leave. Yeah. And he loved it.
Loves it. He's wearing it today.
We were hanging out, all of us, not too long ago, and Indy was trying to explain to me the entire language of Ohio, which is a completely different thing. So he was teaching me different phrases in Ohio.
He rewrites songs in Ohio.
There's handshakes. There's everything. So it is an entire
subculture. It's all just Gen Alpha, Skibbity.
Skibbity, yes. Yeah.
Skibbity toilet.
By the way, I left Adler and Keaton walkie-talkies. I'm curious if those ever got used.
Yes, I forgot. I hid them.
I love getting loud things that are annoying. So I was going to get a drum set. So you're lucky I got the what happened?
Why did you hide the BB drums. Gun? He wasn't sure.
No, here's the thing. So I hid them because we in the past had walkie-talkies when they were a little younger. Mm-hmm. And Keaton could not figure out that he had to hold it down only while talking. The walkie-talkie for Keaton was still difficult. Adler had figured it out, but then they would get very frustrated and Adler would be mad at Keaton and it caused fights.
Yes.
So I saw it and I thought, we're close. We're very close to Keaton being able to figure that out. We're maybe only like 4 months away.
Okay.
So I have them hidden off to the side for the, I usually bring out, this is what I do in general with Christmas gifts for my kids. They get too many things because we have too many people who love them and want to buy them things. And despite my insistence that everybody only buy them one thing, our grandparents go nuts and we end up with too many things. So I take half of the gifts, store them away in a closet. And then halfway through the year, when it's time to take away the
old,
get out some of the gifts they've become bored of and bring out a whole new set of gifts. So they're in the running for that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. They will enjoy it for sure. So I'm happy to give you guys that update now. Only end of April to exchange our gifts.
That's fine. It works all the way.
Welcome to Pod Meets World. I'm Danielle Fischel.
I'm Ryder Strong.
And I'm Will Friedle.
We have got brand new shirts available and we've restocked our most popular pin at podmeetsworldshow.com. First up, we have the official Leather Jacket Gang shirt, which includes a missing poster for Ryder's always disappearing jacket.
Nice.
Oh, someday.
If you're looking to be a cool boy or a fast girl, you can join the Leather Jacket Gang with this t-shirt. And we have a new modified Feeny Call shirt, which includes Will here. And it says, for the last few years, I have decided to retire the Feeny Call for a few reasons. First, I felt slightly disrespected when it was used without telling me in the show reboot. I would have loved even a call as a heads up, since it was something I created of just saying Feeny on the script page. And then it just goes on and on until the end where it says, anyway, I'll take a number two combo with a large Coke. So... if you want people to know why Will no longer does the Feeny Call, we have the perfect shirt for you.
That's great.
And our Mr. It's such a deep cut. And we have our Mr. Feeny, Mr. Weeny newspaper pin back in stock and ready to ship. So go to podmeetsworldshow.com now and check it all out. When it comes to Pod Meets World, we're synonymous with two things: watching our younger selves on a TV show from 30 years ago and loving Hyundai.
If we could, we would take Hyundai to prom.
Technically, Hyundai is more visible on this show than Topanga.
The first ever fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5.
With up to a 303-mile range, available two-way charging, and other category-defining features, the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 is one of the most teched-out electric vehicles ever.
Say teched out again.
Nope, that was a one-time show. Snooze, you lose.
Well, either way, the Hyundai Ioniq 5 is a tech-forward electric SUV.
The standard ultra-fast charging capability gives you an 80% charge in just 18 minutes when using a 250-plus kilowatt DC fast charger.
So that means your car won't die out like the Matthews family vehicle on New Year's Eve, forcing me to miss out on kissing supermodel Rebecca Alexa in front of all of Philadelphia.
And with available two-way charging, you can charge larger electronic equipment inside and outside the car, backyard or side yard.
Hyundai, it's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2024 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities and select states only.
We here at Pod Meets World want to evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
No more squirting out lotion and rubbing it all over your body like some sort of a caveman.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new experience you have to feel to believe.
I love the smell of Banana Boat, and it's incredibly light on your skin.
Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
And it's refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun and cash to spend on things like ice cream cones. That's a good summer food, right?
Sure. You know, if the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
Tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas of your body or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring a long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested Kids SPF 50.
I start every day with a run around my neighborhood, and in addition to making sure to yell, "Wake up!" as I pass by Danielle's house, I also need the protection of Banana Boat 360 coverage.
If you're making your vacation plans, that means it's also time to make some Banana Boat plans.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
As a podcast focused on reliving memories from our past, I can tell you firsthand, as you get older, your memory just isn't as reliable as it used to be.
Yeah, if we didn't have Will here, there would be a lot of dead air.
That is true, Robert. Well, guys, since I know you need a little help, you're going to love Legacy Box. It's the safest way to digitize your home videos and pictures, even when you think you don't have a way to watch them anymore.
Oh, this is perfect, especially with Mother's Day right around the corner.
It really is the perfect gift for the whole family, whether it's a sweet 16 or college graduation.
First steps or performing a Backstreet Boys dance in between scenes on your childhood network sitcom. This is the way to reconnect with your history.
The process is so easy. You just fill your legacy box with old VHS or camcorder tapes, pictures, negatives, film reels. I mean, they even work with over 15 different types of analog media, so they have you covered.
Then you just send the box back and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the U.S. and you'll get it all back on the cloud or on a thumb drive along with your originals.
I recently sent off my first box to Legacy Box and I got into my old storage unit and found about 40 tapes, all different media, and I was able to label each one and send it off. I cannot wait to see what these tapes hold.
Jensen and I also recently got some of his home videos digitized, and being able to hear his parents' voices again has been a real gift.
So join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories.
Go to legacybox.com/world to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever.
It's time to connect with your past and make sure those memories are preserved properly.
That's legacybox.com/world. Imagine the year is 1997, and you've seen movies like Air Force One, L.A. Confidential, The Fifth Element, and Titanic in a theater, and you don't think it can get any better. It's a blockbuster year, but it's a Friday night, and you've just played your friends in what has to be 100 rounds of GoldenEye, caught a little TGIF, and placed your Princess Di Beanie Baby in a glass case. And now, you want a comedy. Something to laugh at. Well, how about this one? It's got Jim Carrey in it, and you loved him in Ace Ventura and even Cable Guy, which people seemed to hate. This one is called Liar Liar, and you'll remember it for the next 25 years. It's hilarious, one of the better comedies of the decade, and not just because of Jim Carrey, but because of the adorable little boy who played his son, the bowl cut, the claw, the sadness when he heard the truth, but the heartwarming ending where the family came back together. It was a perfect movie to get Jim Carrey back atop the box office, and today's guest was a major part of that success. We know that kid as Eric's potential stepson in Uncle Daddy, just as cute and just as scene-stealing as he'd be that same year in Liar Liar. As a kid, you'd also see him on Full House, ER, General Hospital, and as Dennis the Menace in Dennis the Menace Strikes Again. He's since retired from acting and found himself succeeding in the world of sports radio. But today, we're going to hone in on that one time he almost did the unthinkable and made a dad out of Will. Please welcome to Pod Meets World someone we are very excited to catch up with, Justin Cooper.
All right. Hey.
Justin.
How's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Oh my gosh. It's so good to see you.
You too.
It's been a few weeks.
I know.
Just a couple.
Just a little while.
So first, we know that your job is now producing sports radio, so I wanted to make you feel right at home. So my first question is, can Aaron Rodgers actually help the Jets next season?
Oh, I have no idea what's happening. What sport is that? I don't even know what sport that is. All
right, football. Ryder's okay. Not our sports.
He doesn't have. If he doesn't get hurt in the first game, I mean, come on. If that knee's better, the ACL's better, I think he's got a shot. The Jets
now,
got a
solid
team. Now, what
does Justin think?
Oh, sorry.
Well, I mean, he's definitely going to help the Jets. He's better than what they've had, but I'm a Broncos fan, and we just got their old quarterback yesterday, so I'm not too happy about
not
that.
Not too thrilled. All right, so now that you're comfortable and Ryder is completely out of his element, yes. Let's get into acting.
Yes.
You started much younger than we did. You were 5 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? How were you brought into the business?
I was a very personable little kid. And so my mom just, took me to take headshots and then sent those out to agents and then got one and then went from there.
Wow. So you didn't have any like connections. It was really just, hey, we've got a cute kid with a great personality. Maybe he should be in entertainment.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Did you grow up on the West Coast? Were you in Los Angeles at the time? Or
yes.
Oh, okay. You were okay.
Did people used to stop you guys in the street and ask, like, you should get it, tell your mom, you should get him into the TV business?
Yeah, stuff like that happened. Like, I'd be waiting in line at, like, Disneyland for a ride, and I'd be, you know, hamming it up, and people would just be like, oh, yeah, you should start him in acting or something, and yeah, that's how it happened.
Wow. Did you go right into on-camera work, or did you ever do theater or acting classes, or was it just right into the deep end?
That's funny. So I've been thinking about this because, you know, I started rewatching Boy Meets World with my wife, who's a little bit younger than I am, and then started listening to your guys' podcast. And I know, Ryder, you did a lot of theater, and I remember thinking, like, man, I hated theater.
Oh. Will's the same way. Will's never been a theater fan.
No.
Yeah. I did it like one time. And I was like, you know what? I like being able to do multiple takes.
Right. I'm exactly the same way. So what, I mean, when you started, the route that a lot of, especially young actors take, if you're not going to go theater, is commercials.
Yeah.
So do you remember kind of being on the commercial circuit back in the day?
Oh, for sure. My first job was a Domino's pizza commercial.
Yes.
Yes. And then did a bunch of commercials before landing anything major.
So after the Domino's commercial, you said you did a few commercials. Was your first TV show Full House?
I believe so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so cool.
Made the rounds of the 90s shows.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you did Full House, ER, and then your first series regular was on a show called The Boys Are Back.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you remember about that show?
Yeah, that's what I was going to... Do you remember any of this? Do you remember being on Full House?
I do not remember being on Full House. I do remember The Boys Are Back, though.
Okay.
Kelsey Mulrooney was a co-star on there. Rest in peace. But she was like my first girlfriend.
Aww.
So I do remember.
How old were you then?
I don't know, like 5, 6.
Okay.
Like,
so, wow, still so young.
Yeah.
You booked all of these like within your first couple of years of being.
Yeah. Yep.
What did your parents think of all of this and the success that you had right off the bat?
I remember thinking back, my dad was sort of like, oh, that's cool. You know, like kind of like indifferent about it. But my mom was very much, you know, the like she was into it. Like her kind of I think her dream was to be in, you know, show business. Mm-hmm. And so then, I was doing it and was getting successful at it. So I think she was very excited. But, you know, she was a great studio mom.
Oh, what did your parents do for a living?
My mom. At the time, I guess before she had me, she worked at Lorimar,
uh-huh.
And that's where she met my dad. And my dad ended up working at the grounds department at Paramount Pictures. And let's see, he just retired last year.
So wait, he worked at the grounds department at Paramount Pictures for what, like 40 years?
It's, they got 30 something years, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, do you remember anything about trying to memorize your lines as a kid? Did it come very easily to you, as it does to most kids? What do you remember about memorizing your lines?
It did, and I do remember like it was kind of annoying to some of my co-stars sometimes
Yeah.
because I remember my lines, I'd remember their lines,
Yep.
and then some they'd be like pausing, and then I'd say their line, and they're like, oh, this.
That's good.
Kids' memories. Kids actors are like that. You somehow absorb everybody's
Well,
lines
yeah, your
around
brain
you.
is
I know.
complete plastic.
It's
It's
just
just it's so
sponge. You're
malleable.
taking
Yeah.
everything in at that point.
Oh my
And so I
God.
remember the same thing. You're
Yep.
8 or 9 on a set, 10 years old in the set, and it's like, I know everybody's line. I wonder now if we all tried to memorize lines, which, it's a muscle. It's one that if you
Yeah.
haven't used in a while, I haven't had to memorize dialogue in 20 years, 15 years. I wonder if we could all snap right back into it again.
Yeah, it's a good question. We
I
should
know
give it a
for me,
try. We should try.
as a director, I know everybody's lines in
Do
the
you?
script. Yeah.
Okay.
I because I because for me it's all linked to camera shots or blocking moves that I want to remember. And so I'll be like, that's not your line. This is your line and you're supposed to cross on it. So I think, I've just never stopped using it then as a director. So, okay, after you did The Boys Are Back, you found yourself in a very familiar spot for kid actors, which is on a soap opera,
Oh,
right?
yes.
You were recurring on General Hospital. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it a lot. I became close with a couple people on that show. Jackie Zeman, who played my mom.
Yeah.
She had a couple of daughters that were close to my age, so we would always go over to her house for birthday parties, and
Oh, that's fun.
yeah, we were all very close.
Well, that's really cool. I guess, yeah, I had never really thought about that if you're a mom on a show with young kids the same age as the kids you're working with, how fun that is to then invite
Yep,
those
bring
kids to come play with
everybody
your
around.
kids.
Yeah. So wait, by this point, you've done all these shows. How old are you by say General Hospital?
I think that's kind of right around 6 or 7.
I mean, he literally, everything we've mentioned, he did between like 5 and 6 years
I
old.
was saying, we're only to 7 years
Full
old by this
House,
point.
ER, a series regular on The Boys Are Back, and then a recurring on General Hospital, and
Man.
then we get to Boy Meets World.
Yes.
So we just recapped your episode this week, and I know we asked you to watch it. When was the last time you had seen it, and what were your thoughts watching it today?
Okay, so I've seen it now like probably 3 times in the last like 3 months. just because that's kind of how this all started. My then fiance, now wife, we were just looking for something to watch, opened up Disney Plus and like, oh, hey. And I asked her, I was like, I was on an episode of Boy Meets World? She's like, no. It's like, okay, let's watch that. So we watched my episode and then we're like, let's watch the whole series.
Oh, so
So
fun. And congratulations on your wedding. When did you get married?
thank you. February 29th.
Aw,
Nice. Thank
congratulations.
you. Isn't that leap year day? Do you now only have to celebrate your wedding anniversary every 4 years? That's kind of brilliant.
Exactly.
That's kind of brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. Plus, it was a weekday, so it was a lot cheaper at the
Right. That's great.
So when you watched it then with your wife, and now recently for our recap, what were your feelings watching it? What did you think seeing young you?
Oh, it's so interesting because with Boy Meets World, I have so many like core memories with doing that shoot.
Really?
So there's a number of different things that was, that would play actually like a big part in my life later on. So, and rewatching it last night, I realized that I remember a lot more kind of like off the set, like not, I remember m not as much on camera doing the
Right.
scenes.
Yeah, BTS. You remember all the BTS stuff.
Yes. So, you know, for example, a couple of things, like the studio teacher, I think it was Wesley. I remember the Madagascar cockroaches.
Oh, yes, you were there for the Madagascan hissing cockroaches.
Yes.
Hard to
And
forget those.
I also remember, so I had already, at this point, I had already filmed Liar Liar, but it hadn't come
Come
out
out
yet.
yet,
Oh,
right?
okay.
And I remember him telling me, he was like, you know, you're going to need an autograph because this is going to be big. And so he actually helped me design my autograph that I used.
Wesley?
Yes.
Aw,
that's amazing.
How cute is that? And is it the autograph you would still use today, or did your signature change over time?
No,
Wow.
still
Oh,
use
that's so cool,
that.
man.
That's great. The
That's
importance of a
funny.
teacher. You never
Yeah.
know how they're going to change
Man.
your life.
Exactly. So that was pretty awesome. You, Will, I thought you were like the coolest person in the world
Right?
when I
Everyone
was.
did.
Yes.
We got along. I just remember we got along very, very well. We had a lot of fun that week.
One like a core memory that I remember, it was you were amazing at throwing jelly beans as high as possible and catching them in your mouth.
80
And I
feet in the
was,
air.
yes, he would like, it would scrape the top of the sound
Catwalk.
stage.
You could
And he would,
go over the catwalk. Over the
yes.
catwalk.
And I was
Insane.
like, yes. And so for like the rest of my life, I tried becoming like great at that. And I think I'm pretty good.
Wow, it actually is something you could do. Like you just worked on it and you still to this day, I bet. Oh, wow, that's cool.
So me and Wesley teaching you something actually important, like a good signature, and I'm teaching you how to throw things high in the air and catch
Potentially
them without
choke
choking.
yourself. Oh my
Yes.
God. Oh,
I
that's
can totally, you know
amazing.
what? It really shows on the show as well. It really comes
The
through
connection.
the
We
connection
got
that
along
the
very
two
well.
of you had.
Yeah, you
And
can't
it's
fake
not
that.
surprising because even though Will is not a father and didn't want to be a father, he is so good
Excellent
with
with kids.
kids.
Yeah.
And
I like
so
kids.
it's no surprise.
Kids are amazing when I can give them back to their parents.
Totally.
Yeah, which it's just I knew was for me. I mean, it's just the, but no, I remember you and I right away kind of getting along very well and joking around with each other, and we worked on kind of the wrestling thing where you, the flying where you jumped into my
Yes,
arm, like all that
yes.
kind of stuff. I just remember we had a good time. It was a lot of fun, and I think that episode alone, because of how they saw that you and I got along, that led right to Tommy, which
Yeah.
is we did later in the series where Eric almost adopts another little boy. I mean, I think they saw how you and I worked well together, and that changed, you know, changed part of the show.
Yeah.
So it was it mattered.
Well, if I remember correctly, I think that they were even, I remember my mom telling me about this way back then, but they were talking about a spinoff with you and, you know, potentially, you know, the character that played my mom. And I know it never really, you know, manifested into anything, but I
That
remember
does
you
make
guys.
sense.
That
That
makes
totally makes
perfect
sense.
sense.
Several times
Wow.
we've heard of different possible, they were really trying to spin Eric off, and there was a bunch of different versions of that. That's the third different version I've heard of a possibility. And it does, it makes sense. I mean,
Yeah,
Eric
that
is a
would have been a great
dad, and
show.
yeah, she was phenomenal, the older woman. I mean, you could have easily done that.
Yeah.
Will, do you remember? Did you know that Justin had worked with Jim Carrey at the time that he was on the show?
Yes, of course, because we talked about it, and he talked about how, you know, he's telling me what the movie was going to be, and I was, you know, such a fan of Jim Carrey because he had, you know, Ace Ventura had come out, which was such a throwback to like the Jerry Lewis kind of wacky comedies, which were I'm a big fan of. And then Cable Guy, which people didn't like, but I
Phenomenal
really
film.
enjoyed. I thought
I did
was an
too.
incredible just kind of look at that social mores at the time. And so to hear, you know, it was kind of I was geeking out where with Justin, where I was like, so what was it like working with Jim Carrey? And we talked about it. And he was like, he's great. We had so much fun. And I was also a huge news radio fan. And was it
Right.
Maura Tierney played your mom
Yeah.
in Liar Liar? So I was asking about that. Yeah, no, I was just, you know, absorbing all that as I could. And you know, especially with, you know, you were what, 5 or 6 when we did the show. So you're in school most of the time. So we were kind of grabbing conversations as we could around the craft service table or while we were rehearsing and stuff like that. But no, I distinctly remember that week of just being like, that kid's great. You know, we had
Yeah.
a ton of fun. You know, they always say don't work with little kids or animals, but I've been blessed with that where it's Both times I've been worked with little kids or worked with animals, I've had a great time. And I distinctly remember us really getting along that week.
Yeah, I remember watching the episode last night. There was even a line about going and seeing a Jim Carrey movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, huh, I wonder if there was
I'm
anything.
Sure they put it, I'm sure oh, they put sure. it in. Yeah. Our writers yeah. are famous for that. I'm sure they put it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was surprised that I'm only in, I think, like one scene with you because I have such great memories of working with you. And in my head, I was like, how am I going to play into the storyline? And I was like, oh, I don't really. But I just must have been inserting myself into every conversation
well,
I could
been,
with you.
You would have been in school with him.
Oh, that's yeah. true. That's true. We would have been near each other in school, even if we weren't in the exact same room. We would have been in yeah. school together. And I also
in those two rooms at KTLA.
Yeah. I was going to say this is KTLA, right? Season mm-hmm. 4. We're still at KTLA. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we got close because I mean, I think you know there was a time after the filming. I think we went with your mom to some event. She drove us, and we met. I'm blanking on the actress's name. Danica
McKellar?
Yes. McKellar. Yes. We went
That's
to
so
some
fun.
Charity event together. Yeah. And then, of course, after Boy Meets World, I got Brother's Keeper, which was also on TGIF.
Yes.
And then so we saw each other at all the...
At all those events.
All the yes. fun, random big party events for,
yeah,
for that kind of
Yeah, the premiere event where NSYNC played and then, you know, that's...
Oh, that's right. That was where we did the live TGIF thing where
that's
NSYNC
right.
kept having to sing Tearing Up My Heart. And by yes. the third time they walked out, they went, here's our song, sorry, and sang it again.
Right. That was where Danielle met them, right?
That's yeah. where I met Lance.
I wasn't there. I couldn't be there. I remember. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I missed
he was
it.
Giving
no, I
a rose
about
to someone up north.
Someone up yeah. north, yeah. I remember we did it live. A lot of the stuff we were doing yep. it live. And the thing I remember most about that night was it starts with a big sweeping like crane shot to come on me and I intro the night and I wanted to wait till the camera settled and they obviously wanted me to start earlier and the stage manager as the camera swing was just going like freaking out the whole time until I was like, I'm going to let the camera land and then I'll speak. But it was just like this. It was so strange. I'll never forget that in my life. But that's right. We would always see each other at the TGIF stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh. And then I became buddies with Chris Kirkpatrick. And then, you know, he would invite me anytime NSYNC was in LA to hang out backstage. And then so I would see Danielle backstage and. Yeah, it was.
That is so fun.
That's great.
I love it so much. When it comes to Pod Meets World, we're synonymous with two things: watching our younger selves on a TV show from 30 years ago and loving Hyundai.
If we could, we would take Hyundai to prom.
Technically, Hyundai is more visible on this show than Topanga.
The first ever fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5.
With up to a 303-mile range, available two-way charging, and other category-defining features, the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 is one of the most teched-out electric vehicles ever.
Say teched out again.
Nope, that was a one-time show. Snooze, you lose.
Well, either way, the Hyundai Ioniq 5 is a tech-forward electric SUV.
The standard ultra-fast charging capability gives you an 80% charge in just 18 minutes when using a 250-plus kilowatt DC fast charger.
So that means your car won't die out like the Matthews family vehicle on New Year's Eve, forcing me to miss out on kissing supermodel Rebecca Alexa in front of all of Philadelphia.
And with available two-way charging, you can charge larger electronic equipment inside and outside the car. Backyard or side yard.
Hyundai, it's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2024 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities and select states only.
We here at Pod Meets World want to evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
No more squirting out lotion and rubbing it all over your body like some sort of a caveman.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new experience you have to feel to believe.
I love the smell of Banana Boat, and it's incredibly light on your skin.
Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
And it's refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun and cash to spend on things like ice cream cones. That's a good summer food, right?
Sure. You know, if the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
Tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas of your body or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring a long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested Kids SPF 50.
I start every day with a run around my neighborhood, and in addition to making sure to yell, "Wake up!" as I pass by Danielle's house, I also need the protection of Banana Boat 360 coverage.
If you're making your vacation plans, that means it's also time to make some Banana Boat plans.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Summer is steadily approaching, and you know what that means.
Wearing a shirt at the beach so I don't look like a sad radish for the entire vacation?
Okay, maybe.
Being thirsty?
Yes, Ryder, you got it. It is time to go outside and bask in the glory that is sunshine with barbecues and hikes and trips to exotic locations.
With your shirt on?
Yes, with your shirt on.
It is time to jump into a camper van with your son and your wife and
torture everyone. Well, with all these summer activities, it's so important that you stay hydrated.
And we're here to tell you all about Liquid IV. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick.
It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
You just rip open a packet and pour it into your water and bam, you're hydrating with electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. But most importantly, it tastes good.
It's so easy and perfect after a workout, which I do to replenish after a nice long run.
And you can travel with Liquid IV right there in your pocket. Add it to a water on a flight or after a big night when you need just a little assistance to get up in the morning.
Tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. And with sugar-free flavors like white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime, you can't miss.
Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV.
Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code WORLD at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WORLD at liquidiv.com. So, do you remember the audition for Liar Liar? And did it feel just like any other movie audition to you, or did you know it was special?
You know, that's interesting that nobody's asked me that before, and I'm trying to think right now, and I don't remember the audition at all. Like, I remember so much vividly filming it, but the audition, I can't really think of it. I remember the exact moment when we got the call that I booked it.
Tell me about it.
I think we were picking up my sisters from swimming lessons.
Okay.
And you know what? No, I was in a... Nope, I was wrong. That's wrong. I was in a Kinko's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I just remember, you know, because I knew, you know, obviously I knew who Jim Carrey was. I'd never seen Cable Guy because I was not allowed to see that.
Right. Sure, no. Right.
But I was a big fan of The Mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Yes. Perfect for you.
Did
yeah.
you do a chemistry test with Jim?
Yes. Went to his house and met him there. And it worked well because I had heard that he had had, like, you know, previous issues with child actors.
Okay.
And so it was very important that we meet and do that chemistry test. And, you know, everything went well. But I remember that vividly, too, going to his house because I walked in and he's got the Riddler costume in a frame on his wall.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So
and
cool.
I was like, that is awesome. And I remember he's like, oh, yeah, I've got the Batmobile in my backyard. You want to go see it? And I was like, yeah, I do. And we go back there, and it's like one of those Kmart 25 cent like Batmobile.
That's
so cool.
Yes. Oh, just worth the joke. That's Jim Carrey. I bought that just in case someone shows
just
up my house to say I have the Batmobile
just
on the back.
Just to screw over a kid.
So okay, yeah. So you are at Kinko's. You get the phone call. You've already done the chemistry test. And what's the phone call? What do you think? How do you feel when you get that news?
You know, I was excited to do it, but it was, you know, I didn't really grasp the magnitude of it back then.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, even after completing filming, I still didn't grasp it. Like,
right.
Like when Wesley told me, oh, you're going to need like an autograph. And I was like, okay, like, sure, I'm gonna need an autograph. Did I really need an autograph? Like,
Well, I think also one of the reasons why it wouldn't have hit you is because you had been consistently booking so many things. I mean, you had only been acting for a couple of years. And it, I mean, to me, reading the resume feels like almost every audition you went in for, they were like, yeah, of course, this is the kid we want.
Yep.
And with the exception of then, of course, Liar Liar really changing your life, you probably didn't feel like you needed an autograph before that came out. So when you get the news, you're just like, great, a movie with a fun guy. The guy who has the Batmobile.
Next
another job.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did you film?
Universal.
Oh, really? Oh, man. So you're on the Universal lot the whole time doing this movie with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, did you, for the most part, yeah.
Did you get, now, were you one of those, one of the kids that I hear about that I was so jealous of that would shoot on these big lots that was like, okay, well, you've got 45 minutes, you know, I've got a 45 minute break.
Let's
okay,
go
run, ride a ride.
We'd go ride Jurassic Park and then hair and makeup would get really upset because I'd be like
be wet
from the...
That's so fun.
Oh, that's like the dream when you are a young actor is getting to have Disney World or Universal or one of these backlots to shoot
on. It must have been a long shoot, right? I mean, you must have been working hard because that's a big movie. That's a big budget movie with a lot of scenes and you're in so much.
Yeah.
I think it was 3 months.
Right.
Yeah. And you are in a lot of that movie. I rewatched it not too long ago. I did a Jim Carrey-thon not too long ago.
Oh, nice.
And you are in an awful lot of that film.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Were you going to regular school at the time?
Yes. I was in private school up until high school. And so they were really good about, you know, giving me coursework and all that
taking
stuff.
It with you so you
LA,
could go work.
LA high schools have to be so used to that, whereas my high school in Connecticut was like, I don't know what to do. LA high school is like, yeah, go talk to Dr. Jim, he takes care of all the actor kids who've got to work around their schedule. Such a different world when you grow up in Los Angeles or New York. I think
Liar Liar is absolutely one of my favorite comedies, and I have to assume it was just as fun to shoot. What was it like playing Jim Carrey's son in a movie where he's free to just be as funny as he could possibly be?
Oh, it was awesome. And I think it's funny because I think more people understand now because just he's been in the, you know, public eye for so long. But back then, like, one of the main questions that I got all the time was like, oh, is he really like that, like, off camera? And he is. Like, it's just that's him all the time, 100%. I don't know if you know this little tidbit. There, it's gone like viral a couple times online, but there's a scene where after he tries to like chase me and the mom in the airport and he gets flung from the thing, we have like an emotional scene that we're doing together, but in the meanwhile he's also in the background as fireman Bill.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, so he's like hamming it up in the background.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, we're doing this like serious scene. Yeah. You'll have to check it out. You can see him back there doing his like faces. And that was none of that was like that was all his idea. It wasn't like anybody like part of the script or anything like that. He just, you know, acting like a goofball all the time.
So
and then of
much
course
fun.
It became legendary again to then he's one of those Liar Liar is one of those movies that made the outtakes and spoofs at the end so enjoyable again because they tacked it onto the end of the movie and then
That's
people
right.
would just constantly want to sit there and wait to watch that kind of stuff. The way that, you know, Boy Meets World, when we had the spoofs at the end or when Eric's trapped in the couch, it lets you in on the joke in such a way.
Which
that
the most
is just
brilliant take was
amazing.
When A Bug's Life did it.
Oh,
the Pixar film did it with outtakes and showed the crew as all bugs with the boom mics and everything. So brilliant.
So
brilliant.
Smart.
Brilliant.
Okay, so then the movie comes out. It's a massive success, and you instantly become extremely recognizable. Did your life basically change overnight?
Oh yeah, it was pretty crazy. I remember because I was at a private school, so it was very small. Like my entire class had like 15 kids in it, and the whole school pretty much went to go see the movie, like, you know, the day that it was released, and that was fun. But then after that, it got pretty crazy for a little bit. Like I would just be, at my local hometown buffet here where I live,
Delicious.
eating dinner with my family, and a line of people
Right.
would be at my table, like, asking for whether it'd be a picture or an autograph. And
Right.
that happened, a lot of, a lot of places that I went.
Yeah.
Was it all positive, or did it ever drive you crazy in a negative sense?
I think for the most part, I enjoyed it. There was maybe times where, and my mom was always really good at noticing when I was kind of getting tired,
Overwhelmed a bit, yeah.
Wanted to just, keep eating my meal or whatever, and then, she would be like, okay, like that's enough for today. But for the most part, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
What does it feel like watching the movie now?
I haven't watched the movie in a long time. I mean, I think it's a great movie. So
Yeah.
I like watching it. And I think I was very lucky at the time because, there's things that I watch that I've been in that I'm like, okay, like this is all right,
Yeah, that's a job.
Yeah, right. But it's very rewatchable because I to this day I think it's one of his top movies. So
I think so too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So after Liar Liar, you then book a show that you mentioned, Brother's Keeper, which you are one of the stars of, and then you also appeared on Touched by an Angel, All About Us, The Practice, and a few other things. But then you decided to walk away from acting around 2003 at 14 years old. What led to that decision?
So I started high school in 2002, and that was my first time going to a public school.
Yeah.
And that was a little overwhelming. I think going to private school, like, so first when I got Liar Liar, right, I was at the private school that I had been at, the same school since preschool. And it was a lot of the same kids
Yeah.
that entire time. So they already knew me. When I
Right.
got the job, it wasn't really like, oh, that different. And then even when I got to middle school, I went to a Catholic middle school, and it was very easy. But then high school came, and then that's like my first experience of like bullying because of that.
Yep.
And so it was a lot of like, oh, this kid, thinks he's better than us because he was in a movie, even though,
Right.
I don't say anything.
Right.
I was one of those people at this time of my life where I did not want to broadcast it. I
Yeah.
was very much like, I'm not going to tell people about it. If
Yep.
somebody asks,
Yep.
sure, I'll respond, but I'm not going to like put it out there. And yet still, it was a thing in high school where it was like, oh, you think you're better than us.
Right.
So there was a lot of that. And then plus, my mom would pick me up from school and be like, oh, you've got an audition today. And I was, it started to get to the point where I was like, ah, I just kind of want to like go home and chat on AIM,
Right. Right.
talk to
Just chill out,
friends.
right?
Yeah. And so, it was always, my mom was always like, when it starts to not be fun anymore, then we'll stop doing it. And I remember when that started happening, she would be like, oh, do you want to stop? And I was almost like scared to say yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so much pressure.
Because she would almost be like, when she told me I had an audition and I would kind of get grumpy about it, I could see like the annoyance that she had.
Yeah.
And
Right.
so I was like, yeah, I guess, I'll do this. Like, okay, sure, let's go over lines. But then eventually it just kind of, I just kind of faded away. I don't know that there was like an exact like moment where I was like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
It was just, I turned down more and more auditions, and I think eventually it just kind of faded.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wondered, have you talked to your mom about it since then to see if, because I'm thinking, like, I know my mom always said the same thing. Like, the minute this is not fun for you,
Mine too.
we can stop. And yet, there were times I would put up a fight about an audition and my mom would be annoyed, but not because she wanted me to go to the audition, but because she was like, listen, I don't want to fight with you over auditions. I'm just telling you that you have one. If you don't want to audition anymore, then say that so that I can tell them. But like, she constantly felt kind of like the bad guy. She's like, we're only doing this because you want to do it. Let's not make this a bone of contention between us. So have you talked, did you ever talk to your mom to see if what her annoyance was about?
No, we've never really, like, I've never really brought that up, but it was probably the same type of situation. Like, I'm sure it was, you know, no sweat off her back to not have to drive an hour to Hollywood.
Oh, totally.
And, you know.
But it's you know, like, I'm, you know, my son Indy, he'll complain about whatever we have to go do.
Right.
If it's gymnastics, if it's school, if it, you know, and part of being a parent sometimes is knowing, like, we got to push through this bad mood or this, the fact that you're saying you don't want to do this. But when you're dealing with acting professional, it's everything is amped up, right? Because it's like, all right, if you did this job, you'd make a lot of money and it would be really good for your long-term career. And I know that, but you also might just not feel like going to the audition. Like, that's the tension must be so high in a parent in that situation. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't think I really realized, because obviously I knew that it was, you know, that I was making good money.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't even like a factor to me at all.
Sure.
And I didn't really grasp until I turned 18 and got the money.
Right.
Where then I was like, I should have gone on more auditions.
Well, even, I mean, it's funny because even regardless of the money, there's so much social capital too, especially with like Liar, Liar. I mean, you're talking about being one of the biggest movies of all time, you know, and like, if you're going to be a kid actor, you hit this, you know, you hit the jackpot the same way that like we did, you know, with Boy Meets World, kind of randomly. Like, it's not really, you're showing up to your Domino's commercial audition just as much as you're showing up to the Liar, Liar. You know, you're not in charge of this. And that potential for those kinds of jobs to come out of the woodwork, I mean, that's a crazy, it's a crazy business.
Yeah.
I was always jealous of you guys though, because I, you know, as big as, you know, Liar Liar was and, you know, a big movie, I always really wanted to, like, and I had, you know, with Brothers Keeper, I got that sitcom, but it, you know, it only lasted the one season. But I was always really jealous of how much of a family you guys were, and I thought, like, that's like the coolest part about being on a sitcom is, like, totally. You just have this familiarity with everybody, and you know, you keep coming back to the same crew, the same cast, and I always thought that was really awesome.
Sometimes it's great,
but having a company, you know, having a troupe that is your team,
and like a team troupe is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, but I also think that as a kid, when you do a movie or any job that only lasts of several months, you know, it's jarring because you become friends with like the second AD and you think that they're going to be your friend for life. But really, that's a 25-year-old grown-up who's going to move on to their next job and never really think about you again.
Yeah.
And like, that's totally understandable from every, but for, you know, a 9-year-old, like, what happened? I just lost my pal. Like, that's, you know, you think every job is going to be, and we were very lucky that our big, one of our big early jobs, we were able to stay together for 7 years. Yeah.
It's time to hear her side of the story.
I love the show so much. I was like, please throw my name in the mix. I need to be in on this.
We were sure she was going to be the next Bachelorette. And then something changed.
I'm keeping things very, very hush-hush.
Fans of The Bachelor know exactly what we're talking about. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part two Monday night.
When it comes to Pod Meets World, we're synonymous with two things: watching our younger selves on a TV show from 30 years ago and loving Hyundai.
If we could, we would take Hyundai to prom.
Technically, Hyundai is more visible on this show than Topanga.
The first ever fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5.
With up to a 303-mile range, available two-way charging, and other category-defining features, the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 is one of the most teched-out electric vehicles ever.
Say teched out again.
Nope, that was a one-time show. Snooze, you lose.
Well, either way, the Hyundai Ioniq 5 is a tech-forward electric SUV.
The standard ultra-fast charging capability gives you an 80% charge in just 18 minutes when using a 250-plus kilowatt DC fast charger.
So that means your car won't die out like the Matthews family vehicle on New Year's Eve, forcing me to miss out on kissing supermodel Rebecca Alexa in front of all of Philadelphia.
And with available two-way charging, you can charge larger electronic equipment inside and outside the car. Backyard or side yard.
Hyundai, it's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2024 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities and select states only.
We here at Pod Meets World want to evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
No more squirting out lotion and rubbing it all over your body like some sort of a caveman.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new experience you have to feel to believe.
I love the smell of Banana Boat, and it's incredibly light on your skin.
Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
And it's refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun and cash to spend on things like ice cream cones. That's a good summer food, right?
Sure. You know, if the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
Tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas of your body or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring a long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
I start every day with a run around my neighborhood, and in addition to making sure to yell, "Wake up!" as I pass by Danielle's house, I also need the protection of Banana Boat 360 coverage.
If you're making your vacation plans, that means it's also time to make some Banana Boat plans.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by the experts.
Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
So, Justin, do you keep in touch with anyone from your acting past?
Oh, man, I don't really. You know, a lot of people always ask me, like, oh, do you still talk to Jim Carrey? No.
Right.
Let me just call him Jim.
Yeah, it's just... call Jim. We've kept in touch for 30 years.
Yeah, right. No, and that's a, and I people also ask me, like, oh, you know, do you think if you saw him, would he remember you? Yeah, I would.
Yeah, of course.
I would think so.
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
But I, you know, I think as far as anybody that, like, Natasha Slayton was an actress on Brother's Keeper, mm-hmm. and her dad is Bobby Slayton, the comedian. Mm-hmm. And she is somebody that I'm still, like, friends with on social media, and aww. You know, we'll exchange, like, you know, hey, how you been, every so often. But that's, you know, that's for the most part, that's pretty much it.
Mm. Well, totally random. Another common thread that Justin and I share. Justin, do you happen to have like a favorite camp counselor or anything?
Yes. All right. What? So this blew my mind.
What is happening now?
Oh, you guys don't know.
No.
Okay. Well, so when I, you know, started rewatching Boy Meets World and actually started listening to your guys' podcast, I was like, oh yeah, I want to be on this. And so I was researching, finding out who I should contact, and you know, found out the producer was Jensen. And then I got his email, emailed him, and he replies back to me. He's like, Justin, he's like, you're not going to believe this. I was your camp counselor.
What?
Meadow Oaks. Yeah. Easton, let's show the picture.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Look at Jensen's frosted tips and those glasses. Jensen. He's wearing a shirt that says staff on the sleeve.
Yeah, it's like it's like a Meadow Oak shirt.
Yeah, it's a Meadow Oak shirt.
You look
staff.
Like Chris Kirkpatrick.
Well, I didn't notice that.
Jensen, you were so cool.
I didn't Wasn't know cool? whether it was, you know, because Justin was like, oh, God, me when I was a kid. I was like, oh, trust me, you're not the most embarrassing part of the photo.
No, Justin looks totally like Justin.
No, he looks like Justin. Ooh. That's the kid are I remember.
Are those Arnett sunglasses,
Oh, yeah,
Jensen?
Those are definitely Arnett.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
you are Arnett. The epitome of cool in 1999.
Like, I mean, yes.
I look like I'm in a ska band.
You do.
You totally do.
You do. Oh, but you were a camp counselor, dude. That's so cool.
I will say, he. I was only his counselor on certain days. I know my friend Chris, I think, was his camp counselor almost every day. He was so sweet and kind and loving. And you would never even know, because this is post Liar Liar. This is like the summer after. And you wouldn't even know the kid was in a movie. It was
Justin, you've got a big stick popsicle in your hand. I love those popsicles.
Danielle was going to take to notice the popsicle.
Big sticks. Those were the greatest.
Yeah, when you got to camp, you chose your snack that day. Did you want a big stick or I can't even remember what the other choice was because I always pick big stick.
Yes.
Broccoli.
Big stick or broccoli, your choice, kid.
Love the kid. I'm so happy to see he's doing good. I just, this picture again, it'll go back into the vault, but we'll put it on social media before.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Man, that's the best.
So, Justin, now you are a sports radio producer and you're an occasional on-air commentator for Fox Sports Radio. You work on shows like The Ben Mahler Show and Clay Travis's Outkick the Coverage. Have you always been into sports and or radio?
Yes, on the sports. I mean, for the most part, I think right around 7 years old is when I started getting into sports. And after the acting faded away, I kind of knew that sports was where I wanted to work in because that's what I was like passionate about. And radio just kind of happened. I think I was in college and I would listen to Fox Sports Radio like on my drive to school all the time. And I just was like, you know what? I think it'd be fun to be an intern there. And so emailed them asking for an internship and turned into a job. And that's, I've, you know, been there for almost 12 years.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
What's your favorite sport?
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're a Broncos fan, you said.
Yes.
But born and raised in L.A.
Yes. All right. So at the time that I started watching football, L.A. didn't have a football team.
Right.
And
is this the Elway years?
Yes. It was 1997.
There you go. Okay. So it's a back-to-back Elway years.
Yeah. So I was a bandwagon fan as a kid, but I've stuck with them since. So.
Yeah. I know that story well. That's how I became a Cowboys fan. Exact same way that, you know, had grown up watching football with my dad. Then the Rams left and my dad was angry that the Rams left. And so he started watching Cowboys football. And I was like, that's when I really got into it. I became a Cowboys fan. And my dad has since gone back to being a Rams fan. And I was like, absolutely not.
I'm sticking with the Cowboys.
Yeah, you got it.
Man.
When your coworkers found out then that you were the kid from Liar Liar, what was their reaction?
Oh, everybody is always stunned finding out. And it's funny now because for the longest time, it was easily like recognizable.
Yeah.
But when I grew the beard, cut my hair, then it stopped happening as frequently. So then it would have to be somebody else that knew that brings it up to somebody.
Right. Did you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then it's, you know, such a shock.
What?
Yes. and now we're getting to the point where it's like, you know, I have coworkers or people that I meet that weren't even alive when the movie came out.
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. We know that feeling.
We know that
so
feeling well.
Well.
My grandmother used to have pictures of you on her wall.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yes. Yeah, it was. It's just, it's a weird thing because it used to be like, oh, have you seen the movie Liar Liar? And the answer for so long from everybody was
everyone.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
And now it's to the point where it's almost like 50-50.
Yeah. Well, just
that
so you know.
That old movie?
The 30, the 30th anniversary of Liar Liar will be in 2027.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be worth a reunion.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll say. Yeah. I've just been picturing Jim Carrey just sitting in his backyard in the 25-cent Batmobile, still just riding it every day. Still just riding it every day.
Why has nobody written a sequel for Liar Liar yet? They've done every other movie, right?
Right?
I know.
Just called Pants on Fire.
Great. It's great.
Do you ever miss being in front of the camera?
Yes. And I think if you had asked me that question 10 years ago, maybe even like, you know, 5 years ago, it would have been like, not really. But I love, you know, aside from sports, I still love show business, movies, TV, love consuming it, watching it. And I don't know, just... I feel like I watch things differently than people, than most people too.
Sure.
And I'll watch something, I'll be like, oh man, like that would have been so much fun to film.
Right.
Or I'll watch something where I'll be like, I know I could do better than that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that happens. And I think that would be, you know, nowadays I'm thinking like, oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
But it's so different as an adult because, you know, back then it's like, okay, I'm going on an audition. Did I get it? No. Oh, well, then on to the next one.
Right.
And so thinking of getting back into it, it's kind of scary because it's like, okay, well, if you don't get this job, when's your next paycheck coming?
Right.
It's so much more pressure as an adult. Like I, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So looking back now, 25 years since Boy Meets World and on a much larger scale, Liar Liar, what would you tell that little version of Justin now as an adult watching him?
Oh, I would say enjoy the ride. There's so many like awesome things that I got to do that I think looking back now, I appreciated more than I did at the time.
Right.
So many awesome people that I got to meet, all the like experiences that I had. Like when I was doing Brother's Keeper, and, you know, we did all the ABC stuff, like getting flown out to Florida to go to Disney World.
Yes.
And you would get, we'd get like a tour guide, like our own personal tour guide that would take us around. We get to go to the front of the lines. They'd be buying whatever we wanted. And I was just like, at the time, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is cool. But now looking back, I'm like, I can't believe you did that. Like, what?
It's insane.
Yeah.
I know. You'd think that as kids, we would have been like, this is unreal. And yet somehow you just totally take it for granted until you look back on it as an adult and you go, man, I really should have recognize
these lines
that
are
more
long.
Yeah, I should have recognized that for what it was.
Right.
Well,
right.
Justin, we have so enjoyed reuniting with you.
Yeah, same.
So appreciate you taking the time to come and chat with us. Always a pleasure to see you. Let's hop in the car together and go to some event.
Yes.
Let's
go to a charity event together. My mom, Jennifer Fischel, will drive and we'll just sit in the back seat and chat.
All right.
Sounds thank
like
you for being here with us,
right,
Justin.
Thanks for having
me. So good seeing you again, Justin.
You too.
Bye. Have keep in touch.
See ya.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
So time, right? It's just I can't believe it.
Doesn't
25
stop.
Years since he was on Boy Meets World, and
I just am amazed at the beginning, though, when you were listing all of his credits, and by this point, he's seven.
Yeah,
you know, it's like we're 14 credits in and he's 6 or 7 years old.
I know, you ask him the question. You're like, so we, you know, I ask him when he starts, he's like 5. And then we're like, okay, so by this time, after I've named like 9 things, how old are you? And he's like, it's 6. Oh,
he was just, but he was that child actor where he was just booking
Matt Lawrence was the same way.
Yeah. I know.
You know, it's like if you are a talented kid at the right age, at the right time, where like, that's the type they wanted, right?
Yep.
Like he fit the type and he kind of looks like Matt Lawrence too.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid when they were like, it's like if you get that certain like cute
and Jonathan
kid,
Taylor Thomas, that
and
look.
The raspy voice. Yep.
Big you memorize, key, big you're key. Good
Justin
with your lines,
voice,
you're easy to direct, you're all that like, kind of that, you'll book all the time.
You'll book all the time. And then of course it just becomes Get Me the Kid from Liar Liar or the kid from that show. Or, you know, they just, you just keep working because people know that you're a professional, your parents are cool, whatever it is.
And that you've already been a part of something that, you contributed to something that was already successful. So let's just try to keep,
Wow.
Thank you all for joining us for this episode of Pod Meets World. As always, you can follow us on Instagram, Pod Meets World Show. And you can send us your emails, podmeetsworldshow@gmail.com. Plus, we have merch.
All righty, merch.
Podmeetsworldshow.com. Writer, send us out.
We love you all. Pod dismissed. Pod Meets World is an iHeart podcast produced and hosted by Danielle Fishel, Wilfred L., and Ryder Strong. Executive producers Jensen Karp and Amy Sugarman. Executive in charge of production Danielle Romo. Producer and editor Tara Sudbach. Producer Maddie Moore. Engineer and Boy Meets World superfan Easton Allen. Our theme song is by Kyle Morton of Typhoon. Follow us on Instagram at Pod Meets World Show or email us at podmeetsworldshow@gmail.com. It's time to step up your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's got an all-new bottle that boasts an all-new mist experience that smells great. You know that Banana Boat smell, and it's incredibly light on your skin. It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
Tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring that long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
And it's refillable.
You know, I'll be camping or backpacking soon, and I'm going to need the Banana Boat 360 coverage I can count on.
The time has come. Get ready now. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers.
Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies.
Especially when they start really moving.
With Huggies Little Movers, you get their best-fitting diaper with its curved and stretchy fit.
That's right. So no matter what kind of mover you've got, they'll feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around.
Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks.
So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today.
We got you, baby. When it comes to Pod Meets World, we're synonymous with two things. Watching our younger selves on a TV show from 30 years ago and loving Hyundai.
The first ever fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5.
With up to 303-mile range, available two-way charging, and other category-defining features, the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 is one of the most teched-out electric vehicles ever.
And as you know, we are tech heads.
The standard ultra-fast charging capability gives you an 80% charge in just 18 minutes when using a 250-plus kilowatt DC fast charger.
And with the available two-way charging, you can charge larger electronic equipment inside and outside the car, backyard or side yard.
Hyundai, it's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2024 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities and select states only.